Hi, I'm Freddie. I belong here. I'm going to take just a minute to ground and welcome God in. I welcome others to breathe with me if you like. Just inviting myself, my ego, to get out of the way and invite God to speak through me. Maybe of service to myself and others. Hi, I belong here. I was excited to get a text from Anders this morning asking for someone to step up. It felt like a kind of an automatic yes, like from me. I'm feeling really connected to my higher power. Well, I have some notes, but we're just going to see what happens here. I feel like a lot has been happening. As mentioned, I'm like starting my step 9. I guess it's probably been a couple months now that I've been cleared to date. I'm smiling because I have not really done anything related to that. But yeah, in this growing, blooming moment after being in like deep chrysalis for like the first year and change of program. And I've had just interesting openings and challenging experiences the last couple weeks that feel connected to the growth. And I'll just tell you the story. A couple weeks ago, for the first time, I think I maybe shared here, I live in a small rural town and like chose to say hello to my qualifying ex in the coffee shop after like being all ice and steel for the last year and a half or so. And that felt like a right moment, right size, right opening. And then on Friday, which was like 2 weeks after that, same coffee shop, same ex, and she was like very clearly on a first date, and they were just like right in front of me online. And I have to admit, my first thing is like, well, thank God, this is good. This is great for the memoir, you know, like, this is ridiculous, you know, it's just, and, you know, I'm so in this place, I am in this really connected place of just being like, okay, God, like, this is not an accident, you know, like, I'm really trusting that what's in front of me is, like, exactly what I need to be, like, seeing and learning from. And there were some blessings that, like, made that moment a bit more tolerable, like, running into a friend who I got to kind of, like, real-time process with and, like, laugh about it with, and, you know, it was all okay. And then I was, like, I came home and I got to hop on a different relational 12-step meeting, which I'm kind of shopping around, and was invited into some just, like, stillness and reflection time, and as I start this 9th step, you know, I'm really just starting to ask the question, what are amends? And, like, what does that look like to myself and others? And, like, something that emerged just in that pause of just, like, stillness and quiet with myself is, like, I'm trusting I'm going to get to all the amends I owe to other people. I know those are there. And I feel really clear that, like, the most harmful thing I've done in acting out in my, like, love addiction is to abandon myself and to outsource my sense of worth to other people, which, of course, is also the harm against them, because no one can fill that except for love itself, right? Which is how I understand, like, God and real connection. So I was asking myself, like, what does amends look to myself in this moment? And I just, like, was able to connect to kind of this, like, inner, like, baby, like, kind of this pre-verbal, just, like, this piece where it's, like, listen, it doesn't need to make sense, but, like, this ex is, like, a stand-in for my mom to this baby, right? And, like, my mom is, like, a stand-in, again, for, like, love itself, like, the thing that I'm, like, grasping for and feeling like I don't have or that baby is, and connect, like, I don't know, just, like, slowing down. I'd been so focused in the coffee shop and afterwards, I'm being like, I'm okay, I'm okay, I'm okay. 5 minutes, I see that. And I was okay and I am okay. And also, like, I almost forgot to be like, that sucked. You know? Like, no one wants that. Yeah, and I think also just wanting to acknowledge that since I've given a little more space to that, like, holding of self, that's the amends, is just, like, the holding of self, just that acknowledgement. And I have to say, like, you know, this just happened a couple days ago, and then the past day I have noticed, like, a backlash of, like, fantasy around, like, her seeing me on a date with someone and me also, like, inserting this person who, like, there's energy with and who I'm not trying to date, like, into that fantasy, and just, like, noticing how easy and reflexive it is to get into just to be in that hurt space and to be in that grasping space and that wanting space, and to just kind of slide into those behaviors that are so well worn. And I'm not saying this to shame myself or to shame that slide. Like, something I really appreciate that my sponsor says that has really stuck with me is, like, this is all, like, a fact-finding mission. And I'm getting a lot of information, you know. And I was really moved. Well, I was really grateful, like, to myself and for God and everything, the program and all the tools of recovery for, like, getting me to slow down, even though I didn't want to, even though, like, whatever, I did it imperfectly, you know. And I was really moved by how kind of relatively quickly, I mean, same day, I was able to be like, wow, I'm really grateful that happened, because I'm touching into these really necessary parts of myself to touch into, and just, like, trusting that part of the reason, or maybe the only reason, I don't know, that, like, God puts those kinds of things in front of me is so that I may look at them and have an opportunity to heal them. And, like, I also understand that, like, this stuff is, like, in so many waves and in so many, like, nonlinear ways. And, Yeah, I don't know. And so I feel like I'm just in this Venn diagram of really beautiful and miraculous growth and, like, real excruciating growing pains, and, like, really feeling like that's, like, right where I need to be, and, like, just feeling like that's such a place where I'm sitting in gratitude. I think I'm learning to distinguish between unpleasant or, like, feelings that I don't prefer to experience. 2 minutes, I see that. And, like, just, and, like, misalignment with myself and with my values. And, like, you know, I don't want to say that, I mean, I'm not sure if I believe that all, like, feelings or experiences are neutral. Like, I think if I'm feeling good, it's possible, like, it could mean that I'm, you know, off on some fantasy tangent, but it could also mean, like, if I'm feeling good, there is, like, an alignment I have with myself. But I think it's really important that, like, for me to note that when I'm feeling bad or, like, when I'm just really not enjoying how something is, that is not necessarily misalignment. And part of what I'm doing is, like, building my tolerance for discomfort and the less preferred feelings. And I don't know, it just feels like when I'm able, in whatever circumstances, to ask God, okay, like, help me see what you want me to see, there's just, like, no losing. And it's not about winning, right? But it's just, like, I'm feeling really alive right now. And, like, I think a lot of that is because of my, like, greater ability to, like, connect to things beyond myself, connecting, like, death to life, connecting, like, the world to my world, and, like, my relationships to, like, broader relationship. And I wanted to speak on masculinity. What I'll say in the 20 seconds is that I do believe that, like, it's a move to, like, uproot toxic masculinity and white supremacy when we do turn toward our feelings and turn toward humbly and with love and gentleness, like, turn toward that healing work. So thank you for letting me speak and share today.